Welcome to the Waves Ministry Podcast. My name is Caroline Tomlin.
And I am Michael Tomlin, and we are your hosts.
We encourage and equip girls, ministry leaders, and families in knowing their identity and calling while cheering them on to start making waves for Christ in their homes, communities, and world.
It's a joy to bring some encouraging and thought-provoking conversations that will help you navigate life and start making an impact everywhere you go, as well as walking out at home. We have some amazing guests that make an impact, all while walking out their faith in a practical way.
Before you hear today's conversation, I want to ask that you would leave a 5-star review and share this episode with at least one friend that you think might like this or need it.
We'd also like to connect with you on Instagram at Waves Ministry Inc. All right, let's get on with our conversation.
Hey, everybody. We are so excited to be on season 8 of the Waves Ministry podcast. My name is Caroline Tomlin.
Michael Tomlin.
And this is our friend Hannah. Hi, Hannah.
Hello. Hello.
We're so glad to have you on the podcast. This season, we are talking about On Wings of Eagles and testimonies of rising above and soaring above storms. And so we are just having different people on every week to talk about testimonies of rising above and soaring above storms. And so we are so excited to have you. I will tell you guys, she is an ACU Abilene Christian girl. I'm telling you, go Wildcats. It's so funny. We actually have someone else coming on later in the season that's also a part of ACU and went to ACU. Wow. And kids at ACU. Yep. It's so weird. I'm like, I have only had one person from ACU on my podcast in 8 seasons, and now suddenly there's 2.
Yep.
So anyway, it's kind of exciting, but Hannah is a senior at Abilene Christian University in Abilene, Texas, and we got connected through a professor of that both of us have had. I went to school there and got a degree in youth and family ministry, and Dr. Robert Oglesby was a huge encourager in my faith, but also in my youth ministry walk. There's so many things, even to this day, that I feel like I have taken from him that I'm like, man, I'm so glad I listened to him, because if I hadn't listened to him, I would have been in trouble. And I even give out his advice on things all the time. And I'm like, I can't take the credit. Like, this is Robert O. So anyway, so tell us a little bit about you, Hannah. And we just want to hear a little bit about you.
Of course. Yes. So I'm Hannah. I am from the North Dallas area, so Texas, the great state of Texas. I'm currently studying youth and family ministry with a minor in communication.
Nice.
One day, hopefully, I hope to start my own ministry for middle school and high school girls.
So good.
And I'm an only child. And a few of my hobbies, I enjoy really anything that involves my hands. So like any like creative arts, any like content creating, art projects, writing and journaling, photography, really anything that I can like get my hands on. I just love anything creative.
That's awesome.
That's so cool.
That's so cool. Okay. You guys, I forgot to mention this. She is interning for us this summer for Waves Ministry. She's going to be our content creation intern. So you're going to be seeing more from her on our social media. And we're so excited to have you a part of the team this summer. And she'll be at our conference, which we're so excited about. Okay. I have a quick question about Robert Oglesby. Does he still you come late to class if you bring him a Dr. Pepper?
Actually, I haven't heard of that.
You need to ask him.
I will.
Because he used to say that if you brought him a Route 44 Dr. Pepper, I think the vanilla, like you could be late to his class. So just a little tidbit there.
Worth a shot.
Worth a shot. Might be good for your last semester. Anyway, well, as we're getting going, I'm going to let Michael ask the next question.
So here's the thing. Okay. This season, we've been talking about testimonies. Last episode, Caroline and I went back and forth talking about different storms, different things that we went through. But to start off every single episode, we ask a question, and it is, what is your favorite song to listen to that hypes you up, just pumps you up?
I would say my favorite song, even right now, I listen to it. I try to listen to it at least morning when driving to campus. It is no longer bound, and it's specifically the version with Forrest Frank and Chandler Moore. I love that version. Okay. It gets me pumped up, ready for school, just ready to just tackle the day.
That is, we love Forrest. He's awesome.
He's so good.
He is.
So good.
Well, we've all been through storms in life. Sometimes the storms that come kind of come up out of nowhere. And then there's times that we have storms that we kind of can see them coming, kind of like when you look off in the distance and you see the rain pouring down and you're like, oh my gosh, that's coming right to me. Can you, when was a time that you kind of, you could feel that coming, and what did you do to prepare yourself?
That's a great question. I remember a specific season in my life. It was actually my junior year, and it was my first semester of my junior year. So not too long ago, but it feels like it's been forever at the same time.
I feel like every semester feels like a lifetime in college. You're like, it does. And they're totally different.
Yes, it does. And I remember I just knew that there was something just going on in the spiritual realm, and like physically, emotionally, and mentally, I just knew that there was something up. Something wasn't right. And I was just really asking the Lord, like, Lord, like, what can I do? Like, what should I do? And he ultimately led me to fasting. And that was my very first time, like, actually fasting.
Good.
And it was just, honestly, I was also going through the book of Job at this time too. And I remember just writing down all the notes I could, taking it in, and really sitting and being with the Lord no matter what my schedule looked like. And a few months later, I did have a really big storm that just honestly swept me off my feet. And honestly, looking back, if I wouldn't have had that preparation, even though I didn't really know at the time, it didn't really feel like I was being prepared, but I knew that there was something that was going to come later. But truly, just with that, I was so, looking back, just so grateful and so thankful that the Lord really blessed me with that time with him and fasting and reading the word, and also declaring and speaking the word out loud.
That's amazing. Job is such a good testimony. Like if you want to read a testimony of somebody who goes through a lot, read Job.
Because
there's a happy ending to the story. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like he goes through all this and then like God blesses in far exceeding what you could ever imagine.
Right. That's correct.
Well, on the flip side, okay, what's a way that you have handled and weathered storms that kind of just pop up out of nowhere?
So with those are honestly hard because we're human and they often, you know, catch us off guard and we're just left to really just what is going on and or why. And so with those, I have to renew my mind with the word and fix my eyes on Jesus. And by fixing my eyes on Jesus, I mean like him and him only, just looking towards him and letting him be my all in all. Because that's at that point in that storm, that's literally all I can do is just have my eyes on him and fix my eyes on him.
That's awesome.
So you know, as you talk about that, it makes me think of the scripture from Isaiah 40:31 that talks about like waiting on the Lord and how it renews our strength, and how then after we wait on him and he's renewing our strength, then we mount up on wings like eagles to soar above these storms. And eagles have that tunnel vision, and that's part of how they're able to, they see a storm up ahead and they pop up above the storm and they start soaring. And they're soaring above it. When have you found yourself soaring above a storm, and how did you stay grounded in peace during that storm?
Yes. So I remember a specific season in my life. I had to have a major surgery done. And I remember being just like in the hospital room with my doctor and the cardiologist that was in there, and Wow. She was like, honestly, Hannah, if you were my daughter, I would say, get the surgery. And immediately there was just already the sense of peace of, I knew that's what I needed to do. And I knew that's what I had to do. And it was just, the Lord was honestly just the peace that surpassed all understanding. I feel just, I experienced that through that surgery. And really everyone that came to visit me and family and friends that were praying for me, just being able to physically and in the natural experience, the peace that surpassed all understanding is what really got me through. And I felt like I was soaring because everything else didn't really matter. I just knew that the Lord would take care of it and I was in his hands.
That's so good. That's so good.
Well, and you think too, like you were surrounded by community, but also, mm-hmm. and that community helps you stay at peace and grounded. But then also, like, it's kind of cool how someone that even isn't related to you or necessarily in your direct community, how they can speak something that confirms and affirms what God has already been saying and doing.
Right.
And it's like, whenever you're in a storm, sometimes you're just like, give me a sign, give me a billboard, give me something, like, you know. And so I think about that and I'm like, that's really cool that God gave you that confirmation even like right before you were going into surgery. That's so sweet of
that's
him.
That's so cool. And I'm sure it would have been easy to cling to things that you kind of can feel yourself like, I can do this. Like, but outside of God's hand and strength, I think it's only human for us sometimes to want to go to things that, you know, whether you eat or you don't eat, you stress eat or you don't stress eat, you know, maybe you cling to unhealthy habits and things like that. But what are some temptations that you faced during those storms?
Yes. So I call these my three do nots.
I'm ready. I'm like, what are these do nots? I need to make a list of do nots.
That's right.
Yes. That's good.
So my first one is, do not settle for less than God's best.
Yeah.
Good.
And I know oftentimes, even in a storm, we're like, we think we know what's best for ourselves. And it even says in the word that his thoughts and his ways are higher than our thoughts and our ways.
Yep.
And so that in itself is truly powerful. Just remembering, do not settle for less than God's best, even though it may be hard. And you're like, Lord, what are you doing? What's going on? Just remember not to settle for less than his best. My second do not is, do not go back or do not look back. So we can see this with the Israelites. Mm-hmm. Whenever they wanted to go, they were like, well, at least in Egypt, we had great food, but yet they were literally in slavery. and with Lot's wife, how she looked back, mm-hmm. And the Lord told them to just keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And then my last do not is, do not stop.
Yeah.
I have personally found myself wanting to just stop in the middle of the storm and be like, okay, that's it. I've had enough. There's nothing else I can do. I just want to just sit here, make my little bed in the storm, you know, and just sit here. And oftentimes, even now looking back, I'm like, wow, if I would have stopped, or if I would have just stood still or just stopped going, stopped moving forward, there would have been so much that I would have missed from the Lord, those in-between moments, those detailed moments, those moments where you knew that it was only God and God alone that could have done that. If I would have just stopped and stayed still, I would have missed all of those. I would have missed his character, his heart, his goodness, his faithfulness, his gentleness, his kindness. There's so many things that I would have missed if I would have just stayed stagnant and stayed still.
That's so amazing.
Good. You know, I think it makes me think about the scripture that says, like, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will mm-hmm. fear no evil, for you are with me. And it's like, he says you're going to walk through the valley of the shadow of death,
yeah.
and you're going to fear no evil because he's with you, but you're not going to run through it. Like, sit down in the valley. You're going to walk through it mm-hmm. calmly, patiently, and you're going to know he's with you.
Yeah.
You know, whenever it comes to to these storms, like, what is it that you now see in hindsight? You're like, okay, now I see what God was trying to show me in the midst of that particular storm. What is a storm where you're like, oh, this was the thing that he was trying to teach me in that storm?
Mm-hmm. Definitely character building. I know oftentimes when we are in something, we don't see what the Lord is doing. Just remembering that it's shaping our character. Like, he knows what's going to happen 10 years down the road, 5 years down the road. And just remember that character building, he's shaping you. He's molding you. Right. He's purifying you.
That's right.
He's making you like him in his image. Another thing is, honestly, it's building trust. It's building your trust mm-hmm. and your faith in God. Mm-hmm. Because that's where our trust and faith belongs, is in him right. and him alone.
Right.
That's right. And sometimes it may be hard and sometimes confusing when we're in the storms. We tend to lean on our own understanding or to lean on people, but ultimately mm-hmm. our trust and our faith is in him, and it needs to be in him.
Yeah.
And then my last one would be, we may not understand why. We're not always going to know why, yeah. but we can trust that God will work it for our good. That's just right. like in Romans 8:28, he will work it for our good.
That's right.
So good. That's so good.
You're good in his glory.
There was something you said earlier about your do nots, and that, and what you're mm-hmm. saying now kind of ties into it, but there's an image that I see, that when you're driving a car, okay, you have a small rear view mirror and mm-hmm. a big wide windshield. That rear view mirror is to remember what God's done in your life, but mm-hmm. you got a big wide window to see what's ahead. As God is driving that car in our lives, that we are reminded of what God does, but we don't, that's not where our focus is. Our focus is in the moving ahead to see what God's yeah. doing. Whenever you're in those storms, how did you see God's faithfulness?
I would say that I just saw his faithfulness through him really keeping me and guiding me and protecting my heart and my mind. Even like when I mentioned before, like the peace that surpassed all understanding, honestly, that did not come from me, because I could have been a worried and nervous wreck, you know? And so knowing that he is the peace, like he is the Prince of Peace, and he holds peace, and he will just give it to you. If you want it, if you choose to, if you allow him to give it to you, he will. And that is just something that I just think has his faithfulness written all over it. Is just the fruit, just the fruit of it.
That is so good. Well, Hannah, thank you so much for sharing about storms and how you've risen above, but also, like, as you've risen above, you've risen above with God. It's not like you've done it on your own. You pulled up your own bootstraps and said, I'm going to do this. Like, it's been a process of you and the Lord working through it together. And there's been fruit mm-hmm. from that. So thank you so much for sharing. I know yeah. it inspires other listeners and other people in college and in high school and middle school and, yeah. and adults. And so thank you for sharing that. Where can people follow you, follow your journey, see what's going on with Hannah? Where can people follow you?
So with Instagram, I am just Hannah, and then there's a little period in between, and then it's IRBY, and that is my Instagram.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, we'll make sure that is posted in the handle cool. and everything. So thank you so much, Hannah, for being a part of the Waves Ministry podcast. And we are so excited for you to be a part of our internship this summer and to be a part of Waves yeah. Girls Conference this summer. I'm putting you on the spot, but like, what are you most excited about with the internship?
I would say really the conference. I am Me really too. Excited to, yes,
yeah.
I'm really excited to just being all hands on deck, hands on experiences, and just being community and fellowship with the girls and learn more about Waves Ministry along the way.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm just truly grateful and thankful for not only this opportunity, but the internship in itself.
Yeah.
I'm just so, so excited and blown away of all that the Lord has done. And so I know he's going to do amazing things. So I'm so excited. Right.
It's going to be good. That's so awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in to the Waves Ministry podcast. We'll be back with another episode next week on, we always air our episodes on Wednesdays. And so we'll be back next week. And I hope you enjoyed listening. Thanks, guys.
See ya. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to the Waves Ministry podcast.
For more information about our ministry, check out our website at wavesministryinc.org and our social media at Waves Ministry Inc. on all social platforms.
Today, we hope you will start making waves in your home, community, and world.